Doreen.
Morning, Sweetie. How are you?
Good, good.
Yay.
Sorry for missing our call.
No, no worries. I'm so sorry to hear about your niece.
Yeah. It was awful.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah,
were you using the acceptance to kind of move through grief?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we kind of expected it. It was kind of expected because she was into drugs heavily and getting in trouble. Last March this year, she overdosed on the street and ended up with fingers. She got frostbite and lost her fingers.
Oh.
Yeah, she had to get them amputated, and it was it was to be expected because she wouldn't turn herself around, and you know, despite people trying to ask her for to help her and stuff, and she just
just
couldn't get through it. So
yeah, that's tough. I'm so sorry to hear that.
Yeah.
So what in terms of the work and what week are you on at this point? I talked to you at the beginning.
Yeah, I'm
of
on
your journey.
I'm done now. I had my final week on Monday.
Oh wow.
Yeah, my final week on Monday. I had some slip backs and stuff, but I managed to get back on, and yeah, I'm
good.
Doing all right. I still have little setbacks here and there, but I accept through them, and you know, I know it's never going to be perfect, and it's just a matter of doing the work and working myself through it.
Exactly.
Yeah, so,
that's good, Sadie. Wonderful. And so you listened to week 8 last?
On Monday.
On Monday, perfect. Okay. So tell me, what have you, you've gone through an 8-week journey, and you've done the work so diligently and consistently. And this initially there's a little bit of confusion, right? Because you're learning something new.
Yeah.
But then once you're willing to commit and just do the work, you did the work and you started getting results. So tell me, you know, from 8 weeks ago to now, what do you think, what do you see as being different in your experience?
Well, I'm more understanding and more aware of my feelings now. Before I even entered this, I just lived life and didn't really consider how I was feeling. I never looked inward, and I didn't know what my feelings were. And I had a hard time understanding this change because I didn't know what my feelings were. And it was hard to identify with it. And so I reviewed the videos over and over, the recordings, and, you know, just to understand, like, okay. Like, I never looked inward. And that was my problem, is I just lived life by what I learned.
Right.
You know, how I was brought up, and that's how I lived life. And, yeah.
Yeah, and you're brought up to look. Yes, exactly. Look outside yourself. Believe me, over you. Don't trust how you feel.
Yeah.
Don't trust what you think. Trust what I think. I've got the experience. And it just sets us up for just unconscious living, period, you know?
Yeah.
So in terms of, you know, you started doing the work. What's changed in your feelings and your thoughts? Have you noticed is different?
Well, I noticed that I'm a lot happier now.
Wonderful.
Yeah, it's more contentment, and like the anxiety has left. I can't say completely. It pops up every so often. But there is a big significant difference. I think it was on the third or fourth day is where the fidgetiness left after taking this course.
Mm-hmm.
Because I kept doing the acceptance. I find I'm more relaxed. I'm calm. I feel more peace. More confident, trusting that this process is working. And I'm not questioning anything. I'm not expecting anything.
Mm-hmm.
Gratitude and stuff for taking this course, and gratitude to you guys. Yeah, it's just big difference in the way I think and the way I'm feeling. So I'm more aware.
Right.
Like, yeah.
Yeah.
I have just one friend, and I took her out for coffee last night, but for some reason, every time I'm with her, I just feel irritated and same thing again mm-hmm. last night. I thought, oh my God, what's wrong with me? Why am I feeling like this about her? But it was just, but yet she's always there for me. And yet I'm feeling irritated when I'm around her. I don't know what it is, but I just accepted.
I'll tell you what it is. Yeah, I'll tell you what it is. It's just irritation. It really has nothing to do with her. I know it seems like it's the person that's sitting in front of us that we have a problem with, but it never is. It's our state of being.
Yeah.
So your job is not to figure out why. Your job is to know why. Your job is to know it's because I'm choosing irritation, and that's why I'm experiencing it.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
You did what was the most prudent thing to do in that moment. Just accept your state of being and start choosing acceptance. I'd also invite you, whenever you think about her, whenever you talk about her, whenever you're obviously around her, whenever somebody else brings up her name, make sure you're accepting your state of being.
Yeah.
Because it's not just when you're with her that you're choosing your state of being. It's all these other times.
Yeah.
Okay. So whenever her name comes up, accept your state of being. Whenever you talk about her, accept your state of being. Whenever you're with her, accept your state of being. And then what you're doing in essence, Sadie, is what you've been choosing in terms of the relationship is resistance.
Yep.
And it's manifesting as irritation and frustration and all that. So now, instead, you're going to choose acceptance. So now you're going to manifest understanding. You're going to manifest happiness. You're going to manifest empathy, compassion, whatever it is.
Yep.
So that will start creating the relationship. And then you'll notice you have feelings of happiness when you're with her and feelings of understanding and contentment.
Yeah.
So that's your job. Never question where a state of being comes from or where a thought or feeling comes from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, at some point you must have chosen the state of being unconsciously for it to be here.
Mm-hmm.
Your job is to consciously choose acceptance so that you can create a new experience.
Yeah, that's what I did last night. I turned
Good
up the music
job.
And turned up the music to get it wasn't a distraction, but I was doing my acceptance in behind, like quietly in my head, and that I accept that I'm experiencing irritation right now, and it's okay. So.
Beautiful. Well done. And so how's it going with the people you work with, in particular the guys that you used to experience a lot of frustration with and you had to really apply your diet for the mind.
Those are my hunting, my nephew and my brother-in-law. I went hunting with them. And yeah, the hunting season's pretty well died down. And I kind of kept myself away from them for a bit just so I can work on myself, work on my acceptance and stuff. So now it's not too bad when I'm around them.
Great.
Hunting season's pretty well done. So and we got a young buck last Sunday. So. They're going out again this weekend, but I chose not to go. I said, no, I'm not going to go. I said, I'm going to stick around here and do my yard work and whatever else I need to do before the snow flies.
Right. Wonderful. So those relationships are better? You're feeling better?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah. It's just getting out of that negativity. Like, I don't mind hanging around with them. I like hanging around with them. But it's
exactly.
Just the topics that they choose is, like, so it's not good for myself. So...
Exactly.
Yeah. And I'm recognizing all of those.
Right. Yeah. And so be around them when they're talking about great things, but not when they're not.
Yeah, but my coworkers noticed the big difference because I went in, I go say hi, good morning to everybody. And 2 days ago, I walked into the finance department and I said, hey, what's going on there? And I was all happy. And they go, what's wrong with you? What's happening?
What happened? What happened? Who stole Sadie? Where did she go?
I said, nothing. I said, I'm fine. I said, I'm just happy today. They said, oh, okay.
That's great. Are you noticing you're getting through your days with a little less stress?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Difference in that as well. Even my sleep, like I said, I had major headaches every time. Like they're almost like 24/7 and they subsided big time. I still have
Excellent.
Very little, but I work through it. I accept through it. And yeah, and I got that in part of my vision statement is that I'm sleeping very well. I sleep well
Beautiful.
At night. And I wake up happy and well rested.
Excellent. And you're doing
Did
your morning formula every?
Oh, yeah, I just finished it. I got up at 6 o'clock and done my little videos. I watched a video, and I watched the done my vision, my micro statement, my gratitude.
Excellent. Yeah. Excellent, excellent. Well done, Sadie.
I found it kind of a chore in the beginning to do it.
Yes.
But now it's just like, okay, I'm going to do this because I feel good once I'm finished.
Exactly. Well, like anything else, you know, when you're doing something new that's out of the norm, there's some discomfort with it. Just like going to the gym. You know, we all know what that feels like. And but you find when you stick with it, the discomfort dissipates pretty quickly.
Yeah.
And the results are very clear.
Yeah.
Right?
And my
which is the most important thing. Yeah.
My stepdaughter just moved out there on Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
And she was upset and angry and whatever because I asked her to bring in 2 cases of water and she got upset and started grumbling and everything. And I've been working with her, like not really working with her, but Mike told me to avoid her for now, Sadie. Don't pay any attention to her. Leave her be for a week and work on yourself. And that's what I did. But she sleeps all day. She stays up all night and she keeps us awake here. And I text her. So we don't butt heads because we butt heads a lot before in the past.
Yep.
And so I text her messages. I asked her politely, can you please get all your calls out of the way by 11 p.m. and have respect for Paul and I? Because we need to get up and go to work. We're the ones paying the bills here. Please have a little respect and get all your calling out of the way by 11 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
So I text her
messages. Sounds reasonable.
Like that. Yep.
Yeah. And is she doing it?
No, she doesn't follow the rules. No, not even. She hasn't made any changes whatsoever. So Tuesday, I brought in groceries. And there was 2 cases of water I picked up as well. So I came upstairs and she was sleeping. I said, Julia, I said, what are you doing sleeping? You're supposed to get a regular schedule going here so you can find a job, get to work and do something. I said, you can't do this all day, all night. Go grab those 2 cases of water in the truck. I said, and she starts grumbling, getting mad and everything. And I went back down the stairs. She came behind me. She's all upset and grumbling away. I said, well, I guess I'll have to send you some information on some women's shelters. I said, but she's an adult. She got upset with that when I said that. She says, why? I said, well, I don't know. You may need it somewhere down the road, I said. So I walked down the stairs and she came upstairs, came back up here. She didn't get the water. So she texted her mother and told her mom that I told her she's going to a woman's shelter. And I said, no, I said, I'd send her information.
So now
her mother's mad at me and she's out west and she hasn't called me since Tuesday night. She hasn't texted me nothing. So it hasn't bothered me. I just accepted through it as well. And usually I'd be all, you know, upset and angry and I'd be, you know, fear and worry and all this stuff would set in, but I'm fine with it. Like, I'm just giving her space, and whenever she's ready to call or text, I'm thinking, or whenever I'm ready to send her a message, because we're talking every night, and we're talking every morning. Like, we'd send each other a text, good morning, how are you, wishing each other a good day, and nothing ever since her daughter texted her and told her, twisted the story around, so... And she's believing her, I guess. I'm assuming. I don't know. I'm.
Yeah, you don't have to know, right? Yeah. You just keep accepting your state of being about the situation.
Yeah.
And keep your attention on what you want.
Yeah.
Right? You want peace in your household. So accept your state of being when it's not that way. And be willing to consider it could be.
Yeah. So today, this morning, she posted something negative on Facebook there. My sister was telling me she lives here with me, my sister and her family, because they don't have a home right now. So I took them in and they're getting their home ready. So anyway, she told me that Julia posted something negative. I said, well, I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to see it. I said, whatever she does is her business. I said,
good. Great. Yeah. Sadie, you've done so well. I'm so happy for you.
I'm
so happy
too,
for you.
It's such a big change. Like, I was thinking, oh my God, I've been living like this for years and years and years and not really realizing and looking at myself and looking inside and looking at what I was feeling. Like, I had no idea what my feelings were in the beginning. Remember you told me to use the word confusion?
Yep.
I accept that I'm experiencing confusion right now, and it's okay. And now it's coming to me more and more what my feelings are.
Nice. Perfect. 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 That's great, Sadie.
And then
so what do you...
Just the little moments that's been happening, like, you know, getting my septic field bed approved and, you know, the coffee being bought for me and, you know, getting the I'm just gonna think right now. anyway, getting the compliments, that's what it is. I got a compliment.
Ah.
I got the, and I never really noticed those before. And popping up.
That's wonderful. So how do you feel about what you're saying being about the 8 weeks coming to a close?
Oh, I was sad at the beginning knowing that, okay, 8 weeks is done. And I said, you know, congratulations, you graduated. And I just feel sad now. And then I accepted through that. And I thought, it was fun. Like, it was good and everything. And I thought, okay, now I got to accept it. I said that, okay, this is done. This part is done here. So I just keep working through. And yeah.
So had Mike ever spoken to you about the 365 program, which is the year-long ongoing program?
No. We've mentioned it at the end of the video.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's all about. Something about a six-month program, too, or something.
Yeah, there's what, you know, you go through this journey, right? You come into this journey having spent how many years, you know, unconsciously living your life. And then you come into this program and you learn how to consciously live your life and how to consciously make new choices and, you know, choose new states of being that create a whole new world for you. In 8 short weeks, if you compare it to all the years, right?
Yeah.
So we also know that you can't, you know, grab a cup of coffee and go sit with your neighbor next door and talk about acceptance. You know, you're kind of your own little island with this work. And that's why we created the 365 program, which is an ongoing program where you're connected to the community. So the have you been on Q&As? I think I've seen your name on the Q&As.
Yeah, I've been on
before.
There. I missed one, and that was it. It's the infrastructure manager. That's what it shows up as.
Oh, that's right.
I was under
infrastructure manager.
Infrastructure manager.
Perfect. So what the 365 program does is it keeps you connected to the community, keeps you connected to the work by giving you access to the Q&As, and then also getting some additional modules on what to do next. Now that you've gotten to this point where you've moved through kind of the hard part, you know, the transition from resistance to acceptance. And then at the last 4 weeks of the program, you're really learning about, okay, what's next for Sadie? You know, what are my goals? Where am I headed? So the next level, not the next level, the 365 program is focused on that piece, but also keeping you dialed into the morning formula, doing your acceptance, not falling off the wagon, you know?
Yeah.
So you have access to all the Q&As on Thursdays still for a year. You get additional modules. You get quarterly coaching. So it won't be weekly coaching, but you'll get Mike, myself, Kate, or Angie 4 times a year so that we can keep you dialed in and focused. And then you get to go to the live events as well. That's part of the package as well, which, you know, there's, I think, you heard Lisa say last night on the call, there's nothing better than a live event. So it's all designed to, again, keep you connected to a group of people that are doing the same work, because you're not going to find them around you. And we don't want you to have to go this on your own. So the 365 program is a great, great way to stay connected. We also do accountability teams. So we hook you up with other folks that are in the 365 program in small groups, so you guys can hold each other accountable as you move towards your goals.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
It's really focused on getting you to the next point. So if that's something you're interested in, we'd certainly love to have you. And we can get you the information on it, and you can roll right into it. That way there's no pause between. So you're never on your own.
Yep.
Is that something you'd be interested in?
Yeah, just send me the information on it then and go from there with it.
Perfect. Perfect.
Yeah.
And then I'd also like to ask you, as a favor to us, if I send you a link to Trustpilot, would you be willing to write a review of the program?
Sure.
It just helps us get people who really need the program over their skepticism.
Yeah,
you know?
I know. That's what I was like in the beginning, too. I was skeptical because I was saying, oh, my God, how am I going to do this? I never connected with my feelings before. I just lived life, and that was it. And it was very hard for me to get on board, and I thought, oh, God. And then revisiting all the videos and everything else and understanding more of what I'm feeling helped a lot. So, yeah, sure.
Beautiful. Sure. Thank you so much. We really appreciate it. So what I'll do is I will have, I believe Ashley will send you the information on the Acceptance 365 program. We would love to, like I said, love to have you as part of that. I think it would be great for you to be a part of that, especially because you've got a lot of things going on in your area that aren't in alignment with where you're going. So
yeah.
I want to get you as much support as possible so that you stay on track. And so I'll have that sent over to you. And then any other questions?
No, I think that's basically it. Like I said, I feel more committed now that I know what's happening and the little changes that I've made. And I just feel more determined to get up and do my acceptance and things in the morning and watching, motivational videos and stuff. And so it's been really good. And like I feel more determined. Like this morning, I know I came to an end on the 8th there on Monday, and I just feel more determined that, hey, I got to continue this no matter what. And so I just make the time. Like I got up at 6 this morning knowing that I got a call with you at 8:30. I done 2 hours of my stuff there this morning. So
yay.
It was good.
Congratulations. I'm so happy for you.
Yeah,
all right, my friend,
you.
Do you mind if I go ahead and text you the link to Trustpilot? Would that be okay?
Yep.
Okay, so I'll do that through the here in a little bit, and then I'll have Ashley get in touch with you regarding the 365, and I hope to see you there. It's going to be great.
Yeah, all right. Thanks, Doreen.
All right, Sadie, have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Bye.
Bye-bye.